Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt, das alles, Perik Yud, Mishnah Hey. Okay, same case as in the previous Mishnah. We have here two Aruvais. I'm standing downstairs, I look up, I see an opening in the first floor and the second floor, and that opening continues because there's another opening that goes from the second floor through the roof. And like I told you, it's in a straight line. So if I would stand even on the first floor and look up, and it's raining, I would get wet. In the previous Mishnah, the openings were a Paseach Tefach. They were open a Tefach, a square Tefach. What is the din, says the Mishnah Vayter, as we begin over here, Perik Yud Mishnah Hey. If ain be'arubais, if you don't have in these arubais, not the bottom one and not the top one, a Paseach Tefach. In other words, it's less than a Tefach by a Tefach. So now the halacha is, if there would be tum ba'bayis underneath the ceiling of the first floor, downstairs, let's say there's tumah, a mess, or a kazayis min ames, and it's underneath the covered part. So any keli that is found laying on the floor, but keneged arubais, it is opposite the arubais, it is in the line of the arubais, tahar, it would not become tummy, it's tahar. Again, it has no oil. But a keli that is found underneath the ceiling together with the tumah, that would become tummy, because here there is an oil. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, if the tumah would be in the house, but keneged arubais, the tumah is underneath these openings, only underneath the openings, habay is tar, the entire house is tar. All kelim found in this house would be tar. Those underneath the roof, those underneath the aruva, there's no mess here underneath an oil. Nothing would be tummy, nothing. So far it's pretty much the same as the previous Mishnah. We didn't have a change yet in the halacha because the aruvais are less than a tefach. Where will we see a change? Okay, let's see. First, let's just go weiter here. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, if hatumah is found babayis underneath the roof of the house, nasan, and he places on one of the aruvais, bein dover shu mekabel tumah, whether it's something that's mekabel tumah, bein dover she'ena mekabel tumah, or something that's not mekabel tumah. And that seals, that closes, it's mamish seal, but it closes the aruba. Bein mulmala, whether he put it on the top aruba, between the second floor and the roof. Bein mulmatan, or on the bottom one, between the first floor and the second floor. Here we're saying, ein tamei ela hatach, then only the kelim downstairs are going to become tamei. But the kelim upstairs will not become tamei. Why? If one of the arubas are closed, so the bias becomes an oil sasa. If the tumah is downstairs, the kelim downstairs will become tummy. But only the kelim downstairs. The kelim upstairs don't become tummy. Even if what's covering the downstairs is makabel tumah, that doesn't block tumah. Even if there's no cover downstairs. It's less than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, unless the tumah is directly underneath it. But if it's less than a tefach, the tumah underneath that spreads throughout the entire first floor has no koyach to come upstairs. Not through a hole that's less than a tefach. Yeah, but what if the very, very top aruva is closed? Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, but doesn't the whole house become one oil? That's if you have an open tefach. But without an open tefach, again, if the tum is not directly underneath the hole, it won't come up. Ah, but what if, says the Mishnah Vaita, tumah the tumah staka keneged arubas? What if the tumah is underneath the hole, underneath the aruba, and he closed the hole, whether the bottom one or the top one? So here we have to see, what did he close it with? If nosan davashu mekabel tumah, if he put something which is mekabel tumah, either on the bottom one or on the top one, whether, again, he put something that's mekabel tumah on the top one that goes from the second floor to the roof, or the bottom one that goes from the first floor to the second floor, bein mul mailun, bein mul matan, hakol tami. All kalim in this house and upstairs are going to be tami. Why? And the answer is because the tumah is in the line of the aruva. If it's in the line of the aruva, it's going to come through even with less than a tefach. And here, I have nothing to block it. Because what he put there is mekabel tumah. If it's mekabel tumah, it doesn't block the tumah from coming up. However, if the dover she'ena mekabel tumah, he put something which is not mekabel tumah on one of the two aruvais, either the top one Bein Mulmailon, that goes from the second floor to the roof. Bein Mulmaton, or the one that goes between the first floor and the second floor. Then Ein Tamei Ela Tachten. Only the Kelim underneath are going to be Tamei. Hold it. I understand if you put it on the bottom one, it's going to block the Tumah from coming up. Even if it's in the direct line of the Tumah, where normally it could pass through with less than a Tefah because it's in the straight line. But if I put something that's not Mekabel Tumah there, it blocks the Tumah. But if he only put it on the top one, the one between the second floor and the roof, and you have Tumah in the straight line, which does come through even though it's less than a Tefah, why are the Kalim on top speared? Then the Tumah should come through from the first floor to the second floor, being that the Makara Tumah is in the straight line of the Aruvais. Amimatama, everything on the second floor. And the answer is, remember we said in the last Mishnah, Girasik? Which means if you put the cover on the bottom one, it's as if it's on the top one? Well, here we're going in the other direction, and we're saying a rule, which is Halach L'Moshe Messina, called Gur Achis. There's Gur Asik and Gur Achis. Gur Asik means something that's down below is as if it goes straight up. L'Mosh, like we said with the Sukkah. A Sukkah that's high, 10 Tfachim, even though the Schach is much higher, it's as if the wall goes straight up. Gur Achis works the other way. Something that's high is as if it comes down. Maybe you remember this from the Sechtes Erevin, but either way, that's how it works. So we're saying a tremendous kula here, but that's the Halacha L'Moshe Messina. You can use the kula. I have Tumah downstairs in the straight line of the Aruva, and I put the cover, a cover that's not Mekabel Tumah, which could block Tumah, on top, between the second floor and the roof. I view that as if it's something which comes down in a straight line, and it also blocks the Aruva between the first floor and the second floor, even though you don't see one there. You don't see a block there. And the Mela, even if there's a Kazayis Min Hames, in the direct line of the Aruva, but if you have a cover over the Aruva that is not the Kabel Tumah, which can block the Tumah, whether it's downstairs or even upstairs, the Tumah is going to remain downstairs and not go upstairs. Now we're going to do a Chazara on both Mishnayis Dalet and Hey. We have two Aruvais between floor one and floor two, between floor two and the roof. In Mishnah Dalet, the Aruvas were open at Tefach. So if there's Tumah downstairs, underneath the ceiling, any Keli that's in the path of the Aruvais are Tahar. There's no roof over them. Kelim, however, that are underneath the ceiling downstairs becomes Tameh because it's under the roof and that becomes an oil for the Tumah. If the Tumah in this house is in the line of the Aruvais, if the Tumah would look up, it would see the sky, then the entire house is tar. All Kalim in the house would not become Tameh, whether it's those that are underneath the roof and those that are underneath the Aruva, because the mess is not underneath an oil. There's nothing to spread the Tumah. If the Tumah, and it makes no difference whether the Tumah is underneath the ceiling or it's in the line of the Aruvas, but what happened was he took something which is Mekabel Tumah, and he put it on any one of the Aruvais, either the top one or the bottom one. Everything is Tumah. Something that's not Mekabel Tumah, as we said, only makes problems because it causes the Tumah to spread, but it can't block the Tumah. So again, whether the Tumah is in the house or it's opposite the Aruvais, if he took something that's Mekabel Tumah and he put it on any one of the Aruvais, whether the top one or the bottom one, everything is Tumah, all the Kalim downstairs and upstairs are Tumah. If he put it on the top one, the entire house becomes an oil, a closed oil. All its Kalim are Tumah. The Chiddush is, even if he put it on the bottom one, because what he put there is Mekabel Tumah, it doesn't block the Tumah. Not only does it not block the Tumah, but it spreads the Tumah. Wait a second. If it's on the bottom one, how does it spread the Tumah upstairs? And the answer is, here we take something called Gur Asik, which by Sukkah is a kula, because we're saying the wall doesn't have to come all the way up to the roof. Gur Asik means something that's lower. It's considered as if it goes up. But here it's going to be a chumra, because we're going to say that this keli that's Mekabel Tumah, even though you don't see it, but the Halacha L'Moshe Messina says, imagine it goes up from the first Aruva, between floor 1 and 2 to the top aruva, and therefore everything underneath it would be tameh, including the kelim upstairs. However, if he placed something which is not mekabel tumah on any one of the aruvais, anything underneath that particular keli which is not mekabel tumah is going to be tameh, but anything on top of that keli will be tar. Because if what he placed, let's say, on the aruva between floor 1 and floor 2 is something which is not mekabel tumah, it's going to block the tumah from coming up. That was Mishnah Dalet. Now, our Chazara Mishnah. Same case, we have over here two aruvais. If you're standing downstairs and you're looking up, you're going to get wet if it's raining, because the aruvis are in a straight line. But in our Mishnah, in Mishnah Hey, there's no opening of a tefach. If there's tumah underneath, let's say, the ceiling of the first floor, any keli underneath that ceiling will become tummy. Kelim that are in the line of the aruvis will be tar. If, however, the tumah is in the line of the aruvis, everything is tar. All kelim of this house are tar. They're all spared. Whether it's underneath a ceiling, whether it's underneath the aruva, this tumah has no oil over it. If the tumah, let's say, is underneath the ceiling of the first floor, but he went and he put on any one of the aruvais, either something that's mekabel tumah or something that's not mekabel tumah, it makes no difference whether the top one or the bottom one. The only thing that will be tameh will be kelim downstairs. Kelim upstairs will not become tameh. Why? Because he closed the aruva, whether the top one or the bottom one, you created an oil. And that's going to be metame the kelim downstairs. But in this case, not the kelim upstairs. What do you mean? If he puts something that's not mekabel tumah, I understand it blocks the tumah from coming upstairs, but you told me that something that's mekabel tumah doesn't block the tumah, so why shouldn't the tumah go upstairs? And the answer is because here you have less than a tefach. And tumah cannot go from one oil to the other if it doesn't have a beseich tefach. That's why in this case, if the tumah is underneath, let's say, the ceiling of downstairs, it makes no difference whether you put something that's mekabel tumah or not mekabel tumah, whether on top or on bottom. What's going to be tummy is just the bottom. The tumah has no way of going upstairs. There's less than a tefach. But if the tumah is in the straight line of the aruvois, then it does go through from downstairs to upstairs, even though it's less than a tefach. So here we have to see what he put there. If he put something that's mekabel tumah on any one of the aruvois, everything is tummy. It doesn't block the tumah, it just spreads the tumah. But if what he put there was something that is not mekabel tumah, whether on top or on bottom, so that's going to block the tumah, even if the tumah is in the straight line with the aruva, and therefore only the bottom is going to be tumah. The kelim on top are going to be tar. Wait a second. If he put this davar shena mekabel tumah on the downstairs one, the aruva between downstairs and upstairs, I understand that it blocks the tumah, even if the tumah is in the straight line of the aruva, because something that's not mekabel tumah blocks tumah. But if he only puts it on the upstairs one, on the aruva between the second floor and the roof, how does that block the tumah from coming downstairs to upstairs? Here it's in the straight line of the aruva. And if it's in the straight line of the aruva, the tumah goes up, even though there's less than a tefach. And the answer is, just like we said in the previous Mishnah, good asik, that was lechumra, that if he covers the bottom one, it's as if he covers the top one, and therefore everything becomes tameh. Here we're saying just the opposite. Here we're saying that if he covers the top one, it's as if it comes down and blocks the tumah. So if he puts something that's mekabel tumah, even if he puts it downstairs, it's as if it's upstairs and the tumah spreads all over. If he puts something which is not mekabel tumah, here we're going even the other way. Even though he put it upstairs and not downstairs, it's as if it comes down and blocks the tumah from downstairs to come upstairs.